Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth.
Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home, away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine?" Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. The Gospel of the Lord. We've been talking about how Jesus has taken advantage of different situations to teach and to instruct the people. He took the situation of washing hands and of cleaning, of doing the ritual washings, and to talk about needing to be clean on the inside. And even as he looks around and sees the situation today, there was a concern about how they're eating, people are obsessed about the law of Moses and what they could eat and what they could not eat and what defiled them. And as that issue came up, then Jesus began to make it a teaching moment, that saying that it's not what we eat that defiles us, but it's what's in our heart that defiles us. And it's true that what comes out of our hearts does cause us problems, is what our heart gets set on. But I guess it's not what we eat, but a lot of times it's what we see, and what we see makes us think. What we see glitters or attracts our attention, and it finds a place in our mind, and it begins to grow in our mind and becomes part of our heart, and we're willing to steal or to cheat, to lie, to have something that's not ours, whatever it is. But those things come out of our heart, but somehow they also get put into our heart. And so Jesus challenges us to be careful and to know that what we do look at affects us, what does attract us. And it could be the latest, newest car that we think is going to make us happy or make us the envy of everybody else. It could be whatever, the biggest home, the biggest diamond, the whatever it is. But those things, once they get into our mind and get into our heart, it's hard to deal with them. And it's only when we keep our heart focused on Christ, focused on what is good, what is honest, what is true, the respect and the dignity of other people, that we can balance those thoughts, that we can find a way to make good decisions and let the love of God that we take in also be what comes out of our hearts. And so maybe what most definitely is important is that we don't just take in the things that glitter, that attract us, that make us think that the world is going to make us happy, but we also have to take in the goodness of others. We have to take in what is right. We have to enjoy what is honest. We have to celebrate the dignity and the life of each person. And as long as we keep putting those things in, the values that really count, they also find a place in our heart and a way to express it in our lives.